In this section, we will demonstrate maintaining a calendar, a favorite type of SharePoint list. A calendar simply lists events, both one-time only and recurring events. It does not block out facilities, such as meeting rooms, nor does it send meeting invitations. What it does do is offer an intuitive, visual way for users to find information about events of nearly any sort. After a site owner creates a calendar, it is blank. It is up to you to enter events into the calendar. You can be in a calendar web part, such as this example on a homepage, or in the calendar itself. To go from a web part to the actual calendar list, click the calendar's title. Now, you have access to all calendar capabilities, such as all the features in the toolbar across the top. Like visitors, you can view the calendar by day, or week, or month. You can go to the next month or previous month by clicking the appropriate arrow, or jump to any month in the current year by clicking a link in this area. To switch to another year, you go up a bit and click the appropriate arrow. Once you create an event, any user can read it by clicking on its name. A new dialog opens with all the details. Let's see how you create, update, and remove these events. Begin by hovering your mouse over anywhere in the box for a particular day. The Add link appears. Click the link to open the Calendar New Item dialog so you can enter details about the event. Entering a title is required. This becomes the text that identifies the event. Keep it brief. Location is optional. Start time and end time are required. They are usually the same day, but it can span multiple days. If there are definite start and end times, specify those on the right. In the description field, enter details about the event. SharePoint checks your spelling as you type. Any words it does not recognize and might be misspelled it underlines in red. The next field, category, is optional, but it may help with searches. You often specify your own value. If this is an all-day event, click this checkbox. If this is a repeating event, save time by clicking that checkbox. Notice how the entire dialog changes to give you more room. Use the fields here to specify the default pattern, such as each week. On Tuesdays. Beginning April 18th. Then either this happens week after week for the next year, or ends after so many times, the default is 10 occurrences, or ends after a particular date. Always, skip the last field, Workspace. This feature is not available to site members. Now, if you want to attach a file, such as an agenda, scroll up to the toolbar to click Attach File. In the dialog, click Browse. Find and select a file. Then, click OK. Back on the Calendar New Item dialog, scroll down to the bottom. Notice a new Attachments field appears here. Now that you are done, click the Save button. The recurring event appears on the calendar every week on a Tuesday. When you find you must edit an event, click its name. A dialog appears. In the toolbar, you can click Edit Item. But, in this example, we click Delete Item. You are prompted to confirm the deletion of an event before it lands in the recycle bin. One more thing, if you open a recurring event, then be careful. If the edit is for that one occurrence, then click Edit Item. If the edit is for all future occurrences, then click Edit Series. Here's a tip. If today is in the month of April and you need to work on events in May, you can click the right facing arrow here. Or, click the main link here. Now, you can add, edit, and delete events in May. But, be careful, with some activities, such as deleting an event, you are automatically brought back to April. If you are not careful, you might think you are still looking at May, and you could be editing the wrong month. Make it a habit to view which month appears here as you edit events. We often get the question, is there a way to upload what you do here so it can be seen in Outlook? The answer is yes, if you use Internet Explorer. Here in the Calendar tab, you can click a button in the toolbar called Connect to Outlook. If a confirmation message appears, click Allow. Usually, a confirmation message appears in Outlook, asking if you want to allow the connection. Click Yes. A few things happen in Outlook. Your calendar view opens. In the left navigation bar, SharePoint now has a checkbox under Other Calendars. Now you can compare the calendars and quickly copy and paste events from one to the other.